This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the new December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. This is Audiophile's Best Audiobooks of the Year issue, and I have lists of our editor's choices of the best audiobooks and narrators for 2017. On this week's program, we have a list of the best in literary fiction, as well as reviews in literary fiction, including a review of Sing, Unburied, Sing by Jesmyne Ward. It's an earphones winner read by a trio of narrators. Let's get right to it. Audiophile editors select 2017 Best Audiobooks. Celebrating the outstanding audiobook performances of the past year is always one of our favorite annual milestones at Audiophile. It's a chance for us to revisit our own special listening experiences and also to say thank you to the narrators, directors, producers, and publishers who bring us those experiences. And of course, it is another opportunity for us to share that excellent listening with you. On the following pages, you'll find our picks for the best audiobooks of 2017 in 9 categories. I will read you one list per week for the next 9 weeks. In addition to perusing these lists, we hope you'll join us on our blog and other social channels for more best audiobooks discussions. As always, happy listening. Okay, our first list today is in literary fiction, and these are the best of the best audiobooks and narrators. We have first Anne Boleyn, A King's Obsession by Alison Weir, read by Rosalind Landor. Bear Town by Frederick Backman, read by Maren Ireland, and here's what Maren Ireland has to say about that book. I grew so fond of all the citizens of this world, and it was a deeply joyous privilege to inhabit them. I was exhilarated reading them. I miss them all. And that was Maren Ireland on Bear Town. Our next pick is The Essex Serpent. It's written by Sarah Perry, read by Juanita McMahon. Next, 5 Carat Soul by James McBride. It's read by Arthur Morey, Niall Bullock, Prentice Onayemi, and Dominic Hoffman. Forest Dark by Nicole Krauss, read by Gabra Zachman. The Golden House by Salman Rushdie. It's read by Vikas Adam, and here's what Vikas Adam has to say. Narrating The Golden House was a rich feast, allowing me to experience the pathos of the characters through Rushdie's sly words. Course after course, my palate was enticed and then satiated. And that's Vikas Adam on The Golden House. Our next pick is Isadora by Amelia Gray, read by Jen Tulloch. Then we have Lincoln in the Bardo by George Saunders, read by Nick Offerman, David Sedaris, George Saunders, and a full cast. And our editor's review said, there's an undeniable appeal in hearing this impressive cast of narrators. By keeping our listening gaze soft, remarkable human forms come into focus. And that's what the reviewer said about Lincoln on the Bardo, in the Bardo. Next, we have Manhattan Beach by Jennifer Egan, read by Norbert Leo Butz, Heather Lind, Vincent Piazza. The Reason You're Alive by Matthew Quick, read by R.C. Bray. Refuge by Dina Nayiri, read by Mojan Marno and Youssef Kamal. The Rules of Magic by Alice Hoffman, also read by Maren Ireland. Sing, Unburied, Sing by Jesmyne Ward, and we will have a review of that later today. It's read by Kelvin Harrison Jr., Rutina Wesley, and Chris Chalk. And the review says, There is a truth and grittiness here that narrators enhance significantly with their powerful talents. Next, we have Trajectory by Richard Russo, read by Amanda Carlin, Arthur Morey, Fred Saunders, and Mark Bramhall. And finally, White Tears by Hari Kunzru. It's read by Lincoln Hoppe, Danny Campbell, and Dominic Hoffman. And that concludes today's list of literary fiction, best of the best for 2017. Now we are going to turn our attention to reviews in literary fiction, and our first review is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear samples of many of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The Mountain, Stories by Paul Yoon, and Earphones winner read by Tim Campbell. Narrator Tim Campbell's understated performance is ideal for Paul Yoon's contemplative short stories, which are linked by characters who are trying to find their place in the world in the wake of loss. Campbell narrates the quietly emotional stories in a meditative tone that is fitting for the poetic and thoughtful prose. Spanning several continents and a number of different areas, the stories include protagonists who may seem to be disparate at first. However, each story offers a glimpse of the inner lives of its characters, all of whom are seeking connection in some way. Campbell captures their longing with sincerity. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of The Mountain, Stories by Paul Yoon. It's an Earphones winner read by Tim Campbell, and it's available from Highbridge Audio for 5.25 hours unabridged. Our next review today is, as promised, Sing Unburied Sing by Jesmyn Ward, an Earphones winner read by Kelvin Harrison Jr., Rutina Wesley, and Chris Chalk. Ward's latest novel takes the heroic quest motif, adds ghost story elements, and then plunges into contemporary America's battle with poverty and addiction. There is a truth and grittiness here that narrators Kelvin Harrison, Rutina Wesley, and Chris Chalk enhance significantly with their powerful talents. 13-year-old Jojo's voice is both innocent of and sadly experienced in the ways of his Mississippi home and family. His addict mother, Leonie, possesses a voice that is at once dreamy and calculating. The practical wisdom in the tone of Richie, the dead boy who contributes to this portrait, seals the listener's fate, making this audiobook impossible to silence. All in all, this excellent novel makes exceptional listening. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Sing Unburied Sing by Jesmyn Ward. It's an Earphones winner read by Kelvin Harrison Jr., Rutina Wesley, and Chris Chalk. And it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. And the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is The Ninth Hour. It's by Alice McDermott, read by Ewan Morton. On a gray February afternoon in Brooklyn in the early part of the 20th century, an Irish immigrant commits suicide, leaving behind his pregnant wife, Annie. Ewan Morton narrates as Annie and her daughter, Sally, become involved with the nuns at the convent of the Little Sisters of the Sick Poor, who offer Annie a job in their laundry. Although some of Morton's accents are inconsistent, his steady, gentle delivery allows McDermott's elegant prose to shine. It's a quiet story about love and sacrifice that manages to be extremely moving without becoming sentimental or maudlin. Morton's performance similarly brims with emotion, but never overflows. Emily Calkins wrote that review of The Ninth Hour by Alice McDermott. It's read by Ewan Morton, available from Macmillan Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Goodbye Vitamin. It's by Rachel Kong, read by Therese Plummer. Recovering from a breakup with her boyfriend, Ruth Young returns to her childhood home for 1 year to help care for her father, who is losing his memory. Therese Plummer's narration captures each character's unique voice and emotion, including sarcasm, anger, and humor, all showcased in wonderfully exaggerated tones. As her stay becomes one of self-discovery, Ruth reacquaints herself with family members and other people. Men and women, young and old, cross Ruth's path, creating new experiences for her and putting new spins on her memories, requiring Plummer to express a vivid range of emotions. This is a wonderful story for those who have experienced dementia in a loved one. Elaine Barry wrote that review of Goodbye Vitamin by Rachel Kong. It's read by Therese Plummer, and it's available from Audible Inc. Brilliance Audio for 5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile's December-January issue. It's the best audiobooks of the year issue. Okay, moving right along, we have another literary fiction review in Unraveling Oliver. It's written by Liz Nugent, read by Sam O'Mahony, and a full cast. Liz Nugent's debut novel is masterfully crafted to unwrap the mystery of what would compel Oliver, a famous author of children's books, to engage in savagery and deception that climaxes in his final brutal act of beating his wife Alice into a coma. Oliver's story is expertly and chillingly narrated by Sam O'Mahony. Each chapter of the book provides the perspective of Oliver himself or an individual who has known him over the years. In sharing their stories, these secondary characters attempt to shed light on Oliver's shocking behavior. The secondary characters are portrayed by a group of outstanding narrators whose voices, accents, and pace embody their personalities. The result is a totally engaging listening experience. That review by Ellen Quint was Unraveling Oliver by Liz Nugent. It's read by Sam O'Mahony and a full cast, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 6.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next in literary fiction, we have Manhattan Beach by Jennifer Egan. It's an Earphones winner, read by Norbert Leo Butts, Heather Lind, and Vincent Piazza. A trio of narrators deftly weave their voices to bring to life the breathtaking story of Anna Kerrigan, her father Eddie, and the gangster Dexter Stiles. Heather Lind's voice matures as Anna grows from a curious child into an ambitious woman who is fighting to become a diver for the Brooklyn Naval Yard during World War II. Anna's anger over her abandonment by her father guides her to Stiles, made gruff and imposing by Vincent Piazza. Listeners learn Eddie's secrets through Norbert Leo Butts' steady narration, which shifts into despair and terror so suddenly that he will make you gasp aloud in shock. The promise of danger, of the sea, are central to this story, and Egan plumbs their depths as the narrators bring intensity to the characters' intertwined fates. Emily E. Connolly wrote that review of Manhattan Beach. It's written by Jennifer Egan, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Norbert Leo Butts, Heather Lind, and Vincent Piazza. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 15 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next literary fiction review is Chinese Kitchen. It's by Ann Ma, read by Emily Wu Zeller. It's an Earphones winner. Narrator Emily Wu Zeller's diverse accent set an international stage for this story about finding a sense of belonging. Zeller's softened tones bring out Isabel Lee's loss of self-confidence when she's fired from her job. She decides to go to China, where she reconnects with her heritage. Zeller conjures the cultural melting pot of China and fluidly delivers the voices and accents of Australians, Americans, and Chinese. Her pronunciation is spot on when speaking Mandarin and Cantonese, and without exaggeration, she captures the accents and intonations of Chinese characters who are speaking English. Zeller's solid performance showcases a touching and thought-provoking story. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of Kitchen Chinese by Ann Ma. It's read by Emily Wu Zeller, an Earphones winner, and it's from Harper Audio for 11.25 hours unabridged. I have next The Reason You're Alive by Matthew Quick, also an Earphones winner, read by R.C. Bray. Narrator R.C. Bray brings the contentious, gruff, yet thoughtful main character of this moving novel to life. David Granger, a Vietnam combat veteran who is coping with demons from his years of active duty, is now facing life after a brain cancer diagnosis. Granger speaks to the listener about his estrangement from his wife, slowly revealing family secrets that shed light on his life and worldview. Granger isn't subtle. He's direct, brash, and opinionated, but he occasionally allows his conflicts and demons to be exposed. Bray understands this character and his performance, which consistently hits the dramatic, shocking, and humorous notes expertly, and he's simply remarkable. This is one of the best matches of material to narrator this year. It's a review by Stephen P. Cummings. It is of The Reason You're Alive by Matthew Quick, an Earphones winner, read by R.C. Bray. It's available from Harper Audio for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Standard Deviation by Catherine Haney, an Earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell. Narrator Cassandra Campbell never deviates from a lively presentation that depicts the complexities of love and marriage. As the novel's omniscient narrator, her steady, velvety voice captures the story's numerous situational ironies and perfectly embodies its vivid characters. After 10 years of marriage to his loquacious second wife, Audra, Graham finds himself observing her with a curious mix of acceptance and dismay, which Campbell captures in a tone that highlights moments of exasperation with a high pitch and fast pace. Campbell brings out Audra's hilarious no-filter chattiness and outlandish antics. Audra's personality is contrasted with that of Elspeth, Graham's steady, quiet, soft-spoken ex-wife. Overall, Campbell's delightful performance is filled with heart and humor. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of Standard Deviation by Catherine Haney. It's read by Cassandra Campbell, an Earphones winner, from Random House Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Golden House by Salman Rushdie, read by Vikas Adam. Vikas Adam expertly narrates Salman Rushdie's newest novel, a sophisticated, edgy depiction of modern American culture, politics, through lives of wealthy immigrants. Nero Golden and his three sons are richly drawn. The Mumbai-Oxford accents of the Golden men are smoothly rendered and highlighted by Adam's powerful portrayal of masculine anger and betrayal. Adam uses a Slavic purr to portray Vasilia's, Nero's gold-digging trophy wife. He presents all the characters through the voice of the narrator, a young neighbor who regrets his entanglement with the family, but is determined to reveal their dark story. Adam delivers Rushdie's narrative with precision, allowing the listener to digest the author's lush turns of phrase and complex historical and cultural references. Nancy M. Campbell wrote that review of The Golden House by Salman Rushdie. It's read by Vikas Adam, available from Random House Audio for 14 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Heart's Invisible Furies. It's written by John Boyne, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Stephen Hogan. Cyril Avery's story begins in the womb of his teen mother as he narrates her exile from her Irish village, his birth, and his adoption. Narrator Stephen Hogan's performance of the twists and turns of Cyril's struggle is dramatic, life-affirming, and inspiring. Hogan's pleasing Irish lilt shifts appropriately as he portrays the accents and diction of the upper and lower class characters. Hogan shines as he uses his gifted voice to recount Cyril's maturation into an intelligent and caring man. It's a coming-of-age tale delivered by Hogan in a sensitive narration. Listeners looking for both hearty laughs and gentle tears will enjoy Cyril's journey. Randy O'Brien wrote that review of The Heart's Invisible Furies by John Boyne. It's an Earphones winner, read by Stephen Hogan, available from Random House Audio for 21.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. This is what Stephen Hogan has to say about reading that book. For me, the joy of recording the book was that I was intimately familiar with the world these people came from, the streets they lived in, and pubs they drank in. It was a checklist of my childhood and early years in Dublin. And that's narrator Stephen Hogan on The Heart's Invisible Failures. Okay, back to our reviews in literary fiction. We have The Uncommon Type, Some Stories, written and read by Tom Hanks. The charm of Tom Hanks's debut collection of stories stems from the inspiration he draws from a machine that, despite its obsolescence, holds possibilities unknown, the typewriter. Clearly, Hanks, who collects typewriters, is smitten. When such a unique motif is coupled with one of Hollywood's most popular voices, one is naturally curious. The stories are wide-ranging, at times funny, bizarre, and poignant. But the real draw is Hanks himself. As expected, his performance is charismatic. His strengths shine in male characters, especially curious boys and men in conversation. He regularly plays with accents, making memorable a couple of recurring characters. The final story, a screenplay, offers a special treat, a full cast of his friends performing along with him. Andrea Smith wrote that review of Uncommon Type, Some Stories, written and read by Tom Hanks. It's available from Random House Audio for 10.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng, read by Jennifer Lim. As the three of the teenage Richardson children watch their suburban Ohio home being engulfed in flames, they must consider whether the absence of their rebellious sister is significant. With a youthful voice, Jennifer Lim depicts Izzy's angst and awakening joy in the months preceding the fire when she discovers friendship with newcomer Pearl and her artistic single mother. Lim voices the contrasting mother skillfully. We hear the carefully contained control freak shrewishness of Izzy's mom in contrast with the introspective playfulness of Pearl's mother. Lim employs a soft Asian accent for the heartbroken young Chinese mother who regrets having given up her baby for adoption. The narrative's foreshadowing does not reveal all the mysteries, and Lim lends a shade of innocence that stays true to the secrets. Nancy M. Campbell wrote that review of Little Fires from Everywhere by Celeste Ng, read by Jennifer Lim. It's available from Penguin Audio for 11.5 hours unabridged. Finally today, we have Stay With Me. It's by Ayobami Adebayo, and it's read by Ajoa Ando. Ajoa Ando delivers a strong portrayal of this audiobook's main characters, Yejidi and Akin, an African couple entangled in cultural traditions they hope to share with their future children. Some of the transitions, however, challenge their growing family. Ando clearly differentiates the characters by altering her tone and adding accents to her pronunciation at various times. She virtually becomes the elder mothers and other family members who impact the couple's relationship. Ando's tone is sharp, especially when representing Yejidi. The anguish in her voice during scenes of hardship is at times purposefully overbearing to convey the depth of Yejidi's feelings as a mother and wife. This is a powerful novel that unfolds through Ando's superb characterizations of the protagonists. Tracy E. Curry wrote that review of Stay With Me. It's by Ayobami Adebayo, read by Ajoa Ando, and it's available from Random House Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have a list of the best in audiobook narration in nonfiction and culture. Then we'll finish our reviews in literary fiction. We'll have an interview with narrator Alyssa Bresnahan and a review of her reading of The Child Finder by Renee Denfield. We'll also have reviews in historical fiction, including a review of Philippa Gregory's The Last Tudor. It's an Earphones winner, read by Bianca Amato. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.